Okay, we're going to read Daftarah in Erevin. We're going to start from the last two lines in the Gemara on Daftarah Daled Arvei. So we had until now a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel about whether or not we say Pitikra Yerid V'Soisim, which means that if you have an open area in a building, let's say, and there's no wall there, whether we say that the roof, if it comes to an angle at the edge of the building, extends down or not. Rav says we do say Pitikra Yerid V'Soisim, and Shmuel says we don't. So the Gemara says, let's start from where is it? Okay, from four lines from the bottom. But Esther Kulei Amalei Pligi, when the opening is 10 or less Amos across, then everybody agrees that we would say it because it's anyway an opening door. Ki Pligi B'Yosem Yeser. They argue about whether we say particular B'Yosem when the opening is more than 10 across. Vekadami Yosem Yeser. When it's more than 10 Kulei Amalei Pligi, that there's no argument. It's too big. Even Rav will agree we don't say particular B'Yosem. Ki Pligi B'Yosem when it's only 10 across. That's where Rav says it's Chiddush that we say particular B'Yosem. And Shmuel says it doesn't work. You have too many openings. You're not going to say particular B'Yosem. Why? Damar Rabbi Yehuda. He says that if you have a beam that is more than 4 amas across and it's 10 tefachim wide, so we see that you can carry underneath that beam, even by a churba, which is a destroyed building, but the point is that we see, you do say the concept of pitikra yerid v'seisim. Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravura, he says, he says that works when you have a beam that's 4 amas across, that only works when you're dealing with water underneath. So we say particular system, in other words, as if there are walls that extend down so that you can pull the water out. Now, that's their statement, money. So who are they following? Are they following Rav or Shmuel? In the first gear so that we had, but when it's less than 10 amis across, that everybody agrees that we say particular system, the Esther B'divrei HaKol. So we could say that this case of that Rabbi Yehuda said is talking about where it's 10 tefachim, and everybody agrees that we say particular yerid v'soisim, and that's why you're allowed to carry underneath it. L'hach lishna da'amar v'eser pligi. Hold on a second. But that lashon. So l'hach lishna da'amar v'eser pligi. The lashon, the second gear, so that says they argue about 10 k'rav. Then we have to say that they're holding like Rav and not like Shmuel. So Lema, now the Gemara wants to say so. Lema Abai v'Rabba v'plukta the Rabba Shmuel k'mav pligi. The machlekes that we're about to have, Abai and Rabba, should be the same machlekes as Rav and Shmuel. Why? Itmar. Sicha chagabe yachsadja. Let's say you took a gazebo, this porch, and you decided to make it into a sukkah and you put tzchach on top of it. Sheyesh lo petzimin, and it just has like poles on the side to create the walls. So the halacha is it's k'shero. So it's kosher because the poles on the side act as walls. Ein lo petzimin. So if it doesn't have the poles on the side, Abaye will say it's kosher because he says the walls will be created by Pitikra Yerid V'Soisim. Rava Amar Psula, and Rava will say that it's possible because we don't say Pitikra Yerid V'Soisim. So it seems like it's the same machlekes between Abaye and Rava as Rav and Shmuel. Abaye Amar Ksheira, as the Gemara says, Amar Pitikra Yerid V'Soisim. Rava Amar Psula, and Rava says no good. Lo Amar Pitikra Yerid V'Soisim because the walls won't come down. So Lema Abaye Karav. So Abaye that will hold like Rav that says Pitikra Yerid V'Soisim. The Rava Kishmuel, and Rava will say like Shmuel that we don't say Pitikra Yerid V'Soisim. So the Gemara says it like this: Aliba de Shmuel, according to Shmuel that you don't say Pitikra Yerid V'Soisim Kulei Amalei Pligi. There's no way to explain that machlekes according to Abaye, because Abaye clearly says that Pitikra Yerid V'Soisim, so he can't hold of Shmuel in this machlekes. Ki Pligi Aliba de Rav. They only argue about Rav that says you do say Pitikra Yerid V'Soisim. The question is when. Abaye kirat. So Abaye says even in the case of sukkah we say pitikra yerid v'soisim v'rava, and Rava will say adkan loika amarav hosom ela dehani mechitzas lachsadra avidi. Over here, in the case of carrying on Shabbos, those walls are intended to create a room, to create a porch. So therefore, we can count them as real walls for the purposes of carrying, and you can carry more than your dalad amas. Aval hacha dehani mechitzas. But over here, where you just randomly had a gazebo in the middle of no place and you decided to put tzchach on it, to say that you say pitikra yerid v'soisim on walls that weren't even created for a sukkah, as Rashi says, normally a sukkah doesn't have to be made l'shem sukkah. However, over here, there aren't even walls. So to say that those non-existent walls that we're going to imagine that they're walls, to make that count as a sukkah. Also, that already we're not going to say pitikir yoy v'sosim, that's too much, and that's why Rava argues in this case. However, Rava could hold like Rav in Shabbos, for example, where we would say pitikir yoy v'sosim. Okay, so now so the Gemara Baita says Rav Yosi Aimer im mutarin. So Rav Yosi at the end of the Mishnah, if you remember, said that the case was that the wall fell down in the middle of Shabbos. He says if they're mutar for this Shabbos, they're mutar for the next Shabbos, and they're usher for this Shabbos, usher for next Shabbos, and it's usher for this Shabbos. So the question is, Rav Yosi le'esar or le'hatir? Is he coming to say that since it's usher next week, it's therefore usher this week, or is he saying just the opposite? Since it's mutar this week, is it mutar next week? Which one is he coming to say? What's his conclusion? It's mutar or asr. So Amar Rav Sheis is la'asr. He's coming to say that it's asr. That since in the future it's going to be asr, we can't count it mutar now either. V'chein Amar Rav Yochanan la'asr. He also says he meant to say it's asr. Tanya Nami Yochi, Amar Rav Yosef, k'shem sh'asr la'asr la'boy, k'achasr la'oy soy Shabbos. So he says it very clearly, since it's asr following weeks, it's considered broken down. It doesn't count for this Shabbos either. Itmar, Rav Chia bar Yosef Omar, halocha k'Rav Yosef. He says halacha is like Rabbi Yosi that it's also Shmuel Amar halacha Rabbi Yehuda that it's mutter. So the Gemara says, "Ami Amar Shmuel Hachi." Does Shmuel really say it's mutter? But now we learn to the Mishnah, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda v'met v'amurim be'iruv v'tchumim." When do we say that you can make an eruv without asking somebody's permission? Sorry, that it's author is only talking about be'iruv v'tchumim, where you need their permission to put out an eruv. Ava be'iruv v'chatzeris ma'arvin, but by an eruv chatzeris where it works for everybody's benefit, ben ladas ben shalei ladas. You can do it whether or not you have their knowledge, whether they're without their permission. Because you can always do something to somebody's benefit, even if he doesn't know about it, not in front of him. And you can't do something detrimental to him if you're not in front of him. But this is, in this case, it's clearly something that is considered beneficial because now he can carry in the rishos. But here's the point: we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. So we always pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. However, he said, so it's true that we always pass him like Rabbi Yehuda and Erevin, but is that true even in the case where the wall fell down, the kair and the lechi fell down? So he said, I only said this in the context about Hilchos Erevin. I didn't say when it comes to creating whether or not these are walls. And therefore, we would not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a stira, because originally Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. And now we're saying that according to Shmuel, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda by Mechitos. So Gemara says, Amar Avanan, Ledidim Efarsha Leminei de Shmuel. I heard it, an explanation in the name of Shmuel. Kan Shenifetz of a Carmelis, Kan Shenifetz of a Rishur Sarabim. It depends. Shmuel did paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in this case where the wall fell down, but only, you have to say, only in the case where it opened up to a Carmelis, which is worst case scenario, you had a Rishus HaYochid that was next to a Carmelis. So if a person makes a mistake and accidentally carries from the Rishus HaYochid to the Carmelis, it's only an Isser Derabanan anyway, so we can be makel. However, Shmuel would agree that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda if the Rishus HaYochid was next to a Rishus HaRabim. And in that case, if you would carry from one resource to the other, it would be Nisa Daraisa. Even Shmuel would agree that if the wall falls down, it's going to be Usr. So that's, but otherwise, when it's next to a Kamalis, Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel would agree that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda that it's Mutter. Next Mishnah. Habayna Aliyah Gabe Shnei Batim. Let's say you have two houses across the street from each other, Rishus HaRabim in the middle, and you build an attic, you build a second floor that extends from one house to the other. And it crosses over the Rishus HaRabim. V'chein Gesharim, Hamufulashin, and also when you have bridges that go across the Rishus HaRabim, let's say you have like a crosswalk or something, and there are sides on either side of the Rishus HaRabim, Metaltalun Tachtei, and B'Shabbos, you're allowed to carry underneath them on Shabbos, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda will hold that the two walls count, plus, what we're going to see, either because it's their ice, so that two walls count, or we say Pitikar Yerev Esoizim. The Chachamim Oisrim, the Chachamim say, no, it's a Rishus HaRabim, so you can't carry underneath there. Rabbi Yehuda also says that if you have a mavoi, an alleyway that's open on two sides, you can carry in there even without a pitikar yerev v'soysim. The chacham say that it's going to be osur. Okay, now Amar Rabba loy tei mahayne. So now we have Rabbi Yehuda's shita that says you can carry underneath this walkway. Why? What is the reason that it's mutter? So Amar Rabba, lo yitei mahayne the time of the Rabbi Yehuda mishum dekosava or beis mechitzat araisa. Don't say because, and if it's in between the two houses, you have walls on either side of the Rishus HaRabim, so you have two walls. So the two walls alone should be enough to create it, make it not a Rishos HaRabim. Don't say that's the reason, that two walls is enough midaraisa to constitute a Rishos HaYachid. Elo mishum dekasavra pitikur yared v'soysim. Rather, the reason is because you have two walls plus you have the overhang which creates the pitikur yared v'soysim, which creates the walls coming down on either side. So you have either three or four walls. Now you're allowed to carry underneath them. That's what Rabba says. So Esay Abayis Abayi asked Akasha. Yes, okay. We learned in another brayso that Rabbi Yehuda held more than that. Yes, okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mishiyesh leshnei batim mishnei tzidim rishus rabim. That if he has houses on either side of the Rishus HaRabim, oh, it's a lechi mikan, but lechi mikan, all you have to do is put up a lechi on either side of the Rishus HaRabim, a kari mikan, a kari mikan, or put up a kari on either side, and you're able to carry in between. So we see that you're able to carry because of the lechi. Amru loy, and the Chachama responded, you can't make an Erev around a real Rishus HaRabim just by putting up a kari. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that two walls is enough, because all he requires is putting up a lechi or a kaira. So we see that he does hold that two walls is enough deraisa. Amalei me'ahi in, you're right, from that other braisa, that other Mishnah, we taka do have a raya, that counts as a good raya, that two walls is enough. Me'ahal lekona mashmim, you know, however, from this Mishnah over here, you can't really prove it because there's two ways to explain it, so it could be the other explanation that it's pitik or yeri v'saisa. Right, so there's two ways to explain it, so you don't have a raya. Doesn't mean it's not true, you just don't have a right. Amar Ravashi, Masnis and Nami Deka, and I'll prove it to you from our Mishnah that that's the reason over here is because of Pitikra and not because of the wall. Deka, Masnis and Nami Deka, it seems to indicate that way also. Midutani, the Oid Amar of Yehudim Arvim, but Mavoi Hama Foolish. Over there, we're talking about a Mavoi that's open and it doesn't have a roof. The Chachamim Oistrin and the Chachamim say it's awesome. So now, E Amar Pishlam, Rashi has two opposite gears over here, what we're trying to prove, but let's stick to the gears in the Gemara. So E Amar Pishlam, Rishon Tekosava, P Tikr Yer Vesaisim, if you say the explanation in our Mishnah is because of P Tikr Yer Vesaisim, and that's why you have four walls, so now the second case in our Mishnah is actually a completely different case because it doesn't have a wall, a ceiling on top that you could say P Tikr Yer Vesaisim, and that's a Chiddush. So now the second half of the Mishnah is saying something that the first half didn't say. But if you hold that the reason in the first part of the Mishnah was because two walls is enough, what would be the second chiddush of the Mishnah? It would be saying the same thing. Of course, if it works in a Rishus HaRabim, it's going to work in a Mavli. So Shmamina, it must be, this is the way Rashi learned second pshat, it must be that the reasoning in the first Mishnah was because we say Pitzikar Yer V'Saisen, and the second chiddush was that we say two walls is enough to create a Rishus HaYachid, at least when it's two walls around a Mavli. Hajan Aloch Kol Gagos. Now, we start the next parak, which Tosfos interestingly says really belongs in the Masechta Shabbos, but because we're going to discuss one or two things that's relevant to Hilchos Erevin, so the Shas decided to put it in, like the first Mishnah and the last Mishnah are relevant to Hilchos Erevin, so we put this parak here in Masechta Erevin. It says like this, HaMoitzi Tfilin, if you're walking in a public place on Shabbos and you find Tfilin lying on the street, so you can't leave them there because it's a bizayon. Machnis and zug zug. So you bring them in, you put them on, you wear them, and you bring one pair at a time, depending on how many pairs there are. You put one pair on, bring it inside, and then go back and get the next pair. Rabbi Gamliel says that you could do two pairs at a time. So the Tanakhama says you can only wear one at a time, and Rabbi Gamliel says two at a time. The medvar mamur v'yishenus. This is only talking about where old ones. So we'll see in the Gemara, we'll discuss what old ones are. But primarily, there are tefillin that are completely assembled with the knots and everything. That's when it's mutter to wear them on Shabbos. Aval b'chadoshos potter. But if you're dealing with new ones, so then, meaning that the knots on the tefillin are not yet made, so there's a possibility, as we'll see in the Gemara, there's a possibility that this may be a kamiya, which is like an amulet. So therefore, it may not be tefillin. So the only heter to do this is because it's bizayin to the tefillin, but if it's not a real pair of tefillin, it's not going to be mutter to do this on Shabbos. Next case, matzos basayim akrichos. If you find them either tied together or piled up, and the Gemara is going to say it's basically the same thing, so you can't really take them apart and put them on Shabbos. So then you can't carry them. Machshech aleihem umevion. So then what you do is you just stay there at night. You stay there the rest of the day protecting them, and then you bring them in at night. Uvasakana, and at the time of sakana, we'll see what the sakana is. So you can't really stay there. You can't really stay there the whole time. Mechasan, you cover them. Bahaylukla, and you come back and you go away, and you'll come back later. So you're allowed to do some sort of action to cover them. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Noisim L'Chaveroi. Rabbi Shimon says the better etzah to do is you can't carry them because of the Rosh Hashanah, but what you do is you hand them off to your friend, V'Chaveroi L'Chaveroi, and your friend gives them to another friend. In other words, no person is going to carry them any distance. You're just going to hand them off to the person next to you. You make a chain until you bring it into the Rosh Hashanah, until you get to the outside wall, meaning the first place that is protected. And also, if a woman has a baby out in the field, and you want to bring it into the house, you give it to your friend, and your friend to another friend, even if it's 100 people, you can make that chain to bring the baby in. So this is going to be a separate chiddush. He says you can give a barrel full of wine or water to your friend, and he can give it to his friend, even if you end up taking the water outside of its original tchum. We'll see how that's mutter. So the Chachamim respond and say, no, you should never be able to take something outside of the tchum. Fine. Zakta Gemara Vayter. So we're going to focus for a little bit on the Machlekes, the Tanakam and Rabbi Gamliel, whether you can bring in one pair of tefillin versus bringing two pairs of tefillin. So Zug Echad in Tveiloi. So you're only allowed to wear one pair of tefillin and not more. So Lema Tanan, some of the like Reb Meir. So if so, that's not like Reb Meir Shita. The Iker Reb Meir, because if we're following Reb Meir Shita, Amad Leibish Kol Mashiach Alulvosh. He says, when in the context of saving something from a fire, and this is similar because you're saving something, you're allowed to wear whatever you're able to. You can put on 16 pairs of shirts and bring them all out at the same time. And you can wrap yourself in as many things as possible. So here too, you should be able to wrap as many pairs of tefillin as possible to bring them in. The Tanan, because we learned this in the Mishnah, Ulasham, and over there, the safe place, Maitzia Kol Kli Tashmishoi, you can bring anything that you need for Shabbos, V'loivish Kol Mashiach Lulvash, and you can wear whatever you need, V'oitev Kol Mashiach Latev, and you can wrap yourself with as much as you can wrap yourself in. V'hu Stamo, and that's a Stam Mishnah, and we know Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir. So we see that Reb Meir holds you're supposed to be able to wear as much as you can. So the Gemara says, first of all, Mimayda Reb Meir he. How do we know that this is really Reb Meir? Diktani Allah, because we learned on that that you're even allowed to do more than that. You're allowed to wear stuff, bring it out, remove it, and then go back into the fire, the burning house. And you can bring out, put on more stuff and bring that out. So Reb Meir says you're allowed to wear and do as many trips as possible and as much as possible. So if so, the question here is why in our Mishnah you're only allowed to wear one pair of tefillin. The Gemara says, "Amar Rava, afilu tem Reb Meir." You could say that our Mishnah is consistent with Reb Meir Shita. Hasam derech malbushai tichol shavi rabbana. Over there, when you're wearing your clothing, at least you're putting on a shirt like a normal shirt. You're wearing it the way you would wear it during the week, so therefore you're allowed to wear as many of them as possible. V'halcha derech malbushai tichol shavi rabbana. Over here, also the Chachamim say you could do it, but you have to wear it the way you would normally wear a pair of tefillin. So therefore, hasam devachol kama devoy lavish. Over there, you can wear, you know, two shirts if you want. So the Rabbanan also said you can wear two shirts for saving them from the fire. But over here, during the week, you would only wear one pair of tefillin, so, and not more. So therefore, when it comes to saving on Shabbos, wearing the tefillin, you can only wear one pair of tefillin at a time. Okay, so that's the Tanakama Shita that says you're only allowed to wear one pair of tefillin, and Memelo, you're only allowed to save one pair of tefillin. However, we have Rav Gamliel Omer Shnayim Shnayim, and Rav Gamliel says you can wear two pairs of tefillin at a time. Now, the Gemara wants to know, Michael Safar, what does he hold? Why are you allowed to wear that second pair of tefillin? Ikasavar Shabbos Man Tefillin Hu. Now, this is going to be a very interesting machlekes whether or not, obviously, we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. But the question is whether or not you're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. There is a shita. There are shitas that hold that you can wear that Shabbos is Man Tefillin. Not only you're allowed to, you're supposed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, and obviously we hold that you don't, and we'll see that drasha more on the next daf, but that's at least a possibility. If you hold that Shabbos is a time to wear tefillin, again, the normal thing is to only wear one pair. So you should only, even Rabbi Gamliel should agree, you only wear one pair. And if you hold that Shabbos is not a time to wear tefillin, and the reason umishum hatzala, and the only reason why you're allowed to wear it is because you have to save them. So derech malbush sharele rabbanon. So, and once you're wearing it, you're wearing it as a tachshit. You're not wearing it as clothing. So you should wear it as a filut feinami. So you should be able to put on as many as you want because you're just wearing them as a malbush anyway. You're not wearing them as tefillin. So the Gemara says, really, we hold it's not the proper time, and therefore you should technically be able to wear as many as you want. But even the Rabbanu, when they say it's mutter to wear it as clothing, they're only allowed to wear it if you wear it in a normal place that you normally wear tefillin, and it has to fit where your makam tefillin is. So if so, then why are you allowed, according to Rabbi Gamliel, why are you allowed to wear a second pair? You should only be allowed to wear one pair, because once you put your tefillin on, you're taking up the space where it's normal to wear tefillin. So Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok, so Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok says, Mokum yesh barosh laneach boi shtei tefillin. Says there's an area on your head, there's enough room on your head to actually wear two pairs of tefillin at a time. So that's why Rabbi Gamliel says, okay, you can put on two pairs of tefillin at a time, because theoretically two pairs can fit over there. So henich adarosh, but the Gemara says, that's very nice, you can put on two pairs of tefillin on your head. Diyad mayikam meimar. How are you going to put two pairs of tefillin on your hand at the same time? So the Gemara answers, k'derav huno, da'am rav huno, pa'amim sha'odam bo min asoda. Rav Huna said, sometimes a person is carrying things from the field, and remember, those days they used to wear tefillin all day. The chaviyu lo se'al rosh, and he has a big package on his head. So it's not proper to wear the package on top of your tefillin. So what did they do? They would take the tefillin off their head, and they would tie it onto their hand. So you see that you put your shel rosh on your hand also. So there's obviously enough room for a second pair of tefillin on your hand. So Gemara says, "Ema da'amar Rav Huna." When did Rav Huna say you're allowed to do the shel yinag by derech b'zayin? Because you don't want your tefillin shel rosh to be underneath the package, and it wasn't appropriate. So you had no choice. You had no option but to put the shel rosh on your hand. Roy Miyomer, did he say that is really appropriate? Did he really say that that's the proper place for your tefillin to be? So there really isn't. He never said that there's room for two pairs of tefillin on your hand. So the Gemara says, you're right, Elikadam Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok. You have to go back to what we originally said, that Mokam Yesh Barosh Sharoi Lohaniach Boy Shtei Tefillin, that is a place on your head to put on two pairs of tefillin. So we're going to assume from that, Hachanami Mokam Yesh Biyad Sharoi Lohaniach Boy Shtei Tefillin, we're going to say that that means that there's place on your hand also to put on two pairs of tefillin. So just as an interesting aside, well, because in other words, when the Torah said how where are you supposed to put your tefillin, and Chazal defined it, Chazal wasn't that specific. The area wasn't that limited to one small area to where you can put on your tefillin. Rather, it's extended. The Chazal's area is a little bit bigger to give you enough room. There's leeway. And once there's leeway, that means you could squeeze a second pair of tefillin in. Now, of course, it depends on how big or small your tefillin are. And Tosfos discusses how big your maximum size tefillin is allowed to be. So, without going into that, however, Tosfos, through that point, points out something very interesting. The Tosfos Shita is, again, it's completely side point. He really is discussing how large your tefillin are allowed to be. But he discusses the fact that the Kohen Gadol used to wear his tzitz on his head where they put the tefillin. In other words, not like all the pictures draw on your forehead, like on your face, but rather, Tosfos says that, because he's proving the size of tefillin from the size of the tzitz, that he says that tzitz was also on your head on top where you wear your tefillin. Anyway, I thought that was very interesting. I never thought that. The what? Yes, that's how Tosfos is trying to prove it, because Tosfos says there has to be room for the tzitz and your tefillin. So therefore, and that's what Tosfos says, it's two fingers worth of size. If you have a small pair of tefillin, you can have two pairs that are each two fingers worth. So, you know, people did wear big ones and people wore small ones. But the point is that there is enough room there to put on two pairs of tefillin if it's not that precise. It's a little bit of a leeway. Now, yeah, it has to be centered. Where it is, it has to be centered. But the question is whether that area is, you know, are you covering the entire area every time you put on a pair of tefillin? Obviously, it depends on how big your tefillin are. But if you're wearing a small pair of tefillin, it's not necessarily taking up the entire area. Tana Dvei Menashe. So we learned in the Yeshiva of Menashe. So we darshan al yodcha. If tefillin should be on your hands, ukiboris. This is the muscle. The muscle in between your elbow and your shoulder, where it's scrunched on the bottom half of that. Bein einecha, we dash in zukad kad. That's the top of your head. Hecha, where is this? Amr Devei Rabbi Yane, we learned in the Yeshiva Rabbi Yane, Malkam Shemoichoi Shel Tinoik Reifes. It's the place on the top of a baby's head. When a baby is first born, their forehead is still a little bit soft. So the spot that's soft on the top of the baby's forehead is where a person should put their phone, which is not, it's further back than your hairline. It's behind your hairline. Okay, now, Lema v'drav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok Kamiflagi. Let's say that the machlokes between Tanakama and Rabbi Gamliel about whether you can wear one pair of tefillin or two pairs of tefillin is gufa machlokes and Shmuel's statement, which is whether or not there's room on your head for two pairs of tefillin. Why don't we make that machlokes? The Tanakama less laid the Rav Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchok. He says not true. There's only room for one. Rabbi Gamliel is laid the Rav Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchok, and Rabbi Gamliel says no. He holds it's correct. There is room for two pairs of tefillin, and really everybody would agree that there's no major machlokes over here. Just a question of practically speaking, is there enough room for one? You can wear one. If there's enough room for two, you can wear two. So the Gemara says, look, the Kuleyama is the Rav Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchok. Everybody agrees that there's room for two. B'hacha b'Shabbos man tefillin kamiflagi. They argue gufa whether or not Shabbos is the time to wear tefillin. Why? The Tanakh Masada Shabbos man tefillin. It's the time to wear tefillin. So that means if you're going to be wearing it, you have to be wearing it as tefillin. And therefore, normally you only wear one pair of tefillin, so on Shabbos also you can only wear one pair of tefillin. It's not the time to really wear tefillin, so you're not wearing it as tefillin, you're wearing it as a malbush. But you have to wear it in the mokum of tefillin. So therefore, you can only get away with wearing two pairs, but you're not wearing it l'shem mitzvah. Really, Shabbos is the time to wear tefillin, you should only be wearing one. However, they're arguing about whether if you do wearing the extra pair without kavana, whether or not that counts as a second pair or not, and that interferes with the isser of Baal Tosis, that you're not allowed to do more than the mitzvah. So if you need mitzvah tzrichos kavana, so Tanakhama Sava, let's say it's by kavana, to the yotze, you need kavana, so therefore if you're going to, remember, we're learning everybody agrees that a Shabbos is man tefillin. So if you're going to be yotze, you need kavana, so you only have kavana for one. You can only wear one. Rabbi Gamliel Sava loy by kavana. Rashi has a different gear, so we'll learn next week how to explain this. But Rabbi Gamliel says that it doesn't need kavana, so therefore you can wear the second pair, and it's still counted as it's still not an answer of Baal Tosif, because you're dafka not being mechavin for the second pair. In other words, you can even without kavana, you'll be yoytz to the first pair, and the second pair doesn't count. So therefore, you can put on a second pair. We'll just do one more line, and then we'll stop. Of course, to be yoytz, if you're wearing pair of tefillin, everybody agrees you don't have to have kavana. And they're gufa arguing about whether or not the second pair would constitute the yisr of Baal Tosif. Tanakhama Sover. Lava Mishum Baal Tosis Loi Boi Kavona. I don't have to think about it. Even if I'm doing it without thinking about it, it's Baal Tosif, and therefore I'm not allowed to wear the second pair of tefillin. So Gamliel Saver Lava Mishum Baal Tosif Boi Kavona. If in order to be over, I would have to be thinking purposely that I wanted to be over the Yisr of doing a second mitzvah when I shouldn't be doing it, and therefore according to Rabbi Gamliel, I just won't have Kavona to be doing Baal Tosif, and it'll be mutter. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll go over this last point. Mr. Shem next week.